You're listening to WGEL for the best country in the country. Homegrown music coming right up.
WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp, got us a March show here,
March,
buddy.
March rolling around again.
Yeah, it's Sunday the 10th, as a matter of fact, right here at WGEL in the Homegrown Music Program. And, you know, we left the guy out last month because we ran out of time, but we want to get him on today because we love these guys. The Chapman Brothers.
All right.
And here's ready, willing, and able to rock and roll tonight with the Chapman Brothers right here on the Homegrown Program, Music Program.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Go the Chapman Brothers.
Chapman Brothers, yeah.
Jerry and Jeff live.
All right.
Right here in Greenville, Illinois, somewhere, I bet you.
Yeah, you betcha. This next group, I just want to point out that I do think about these things before I come to the show we do here.
Here we go.
And so the concept is, well, since it's March, here's the band called the Ides of March, who coincidentally played in Greenville downtown for the Fourth Fest some years back. I'm not sure the exact year, but a few years back.
Very big hit. Huge crowd. For them. Yeah.
So here's them with their song Vehicle.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
Swan.
There they go in their vehicle.
Good things, yes.
The main guy in that band, basically, who's still with them when they came to Greenville, was a guy named Jim Petterick, and he played lead guitar and the lead vocals on that song. He was still with the band. I couldn't tell you about all the other guys. The original band was a seven-piece band. I think they had seven to nine pieces when they were in Greenville, so big band, but put on a good show. So
they sure did.
We're glad to have them.
So. Yes.
They'll come back someday.
Speaking of a good show,
yeah,
here's a guy that's always good on this show, I'm telling you. Yeah, he came in here a couple months back and recorded a couple of his latest latest songs that are sure to be hit somewhere, and I
think
they're going to be a hit right here. That's our buddy Bob Johnson. Yeah.
You betcha.
And he's going to introduce this song because he actually, we recorded him right here in the studio, and here's Bob Johnson with a... one of his latest, and it's called Honolulu Lulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, Honolulu Lulu, that's it. This song is came on the heels of seeing the hula lady on Craig's dashboard. On the dashboard of his vehicle, so that's how it originated. And in my mind, I thought it was on the dash of his old Corvette, but it was his pickup, actually. Well, the first time I saw Lulu, we were in a yellow cab. It was downtown in St. Louis. She was up there on the dash. Well, she never moved muscle till we started on our way. Then she shook her skirt in them coconuts and she began to sway. Oh, Honolulu,
Honolulu. Where can a lonely boy like me find a lovely girl like you? With a little grass skirt and coconut top, too good to be true. Honolulu, I'm so in love with you. I'm thinking words again. Well, the cabbie said she don't say much and never pays the fare, but when she starts dancing, it's hard for me to care. She loves to dance, she loves me too, it's plain for all to see, 'cause when she does the hula, boy, she only looks at me. Oh, Honolulu, Honolulu, where can a lonely boy like me find a lovely girl like you, Norman? That little grass skirt and coconut top, too good to be true. Honolulu, I'm so in love with you. We gotta pick it now. Well, a girl like that, I said to him, she must be hard to find. He said, I pulled her from a crowd down at the Five and Dime. I had him drive right to the store and straight down aisle three. That's where I found my Lulu and I brought her home with me. Sing along. Honolulu, Honolulu, where can a lonely boy like me find a lovely girl like you? With a little grass skirt and coconut top, too good to be true. Honolulu, I am so in love with you. Oh, Honolulu, I am so in love with you. That's it.
Well, there goes Bob.
All right. Bob's latest production there, I think.
So. Yes. Wonderful job. Right, oh, yeah. Cut right here in the WGEL studio.
That's right. Right
what do we got next, Swamp?
Well, another concept I had was thinking about this show was with the Ides of March. The band who played Saturday night, Ides of March played Sunday night. This band played Saturday night, and the band I play with, Swamp Daddies, opened for them that night. They had a good crowd. They estimated about 5,000 people. So,
hey,
that's a good crowd for me, I'll tell you that.
Wow. And, yeah.
Anyway, that's none other than Head East, and Head East still survives. The main honcho is a guy named Roger Boyd. When they played, I talked to him a little bit. He has a history with Greenville a little bit. The Kelsey Building now was a place called Winchester Cathedral when I was a kid, and they had music there. And I talked to Roger, and he said his first band played at that place. I said, "What was the name of them?" He said, "The Timations." I said, "Well, I think I missed that one, but I was there about every weekend seeing live music." So
that's been a while.
It's been a few years back. That's late '60s or someplace. Yeah. So anyway, this they had a real hit with this song and. It's probably being played someplace in, as we speak as a hit song. It's called Never Been Any Reason.
Here we go.
woman with the sweet loving better than a white line.
Don't you know she could
bring a good feeling ain't had in such a long time. Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
There you go, Head East. And a big tune for them. Like I say, it's probably been playing someplace as we speak in the world. So, and kind of the last man standing again is Roger Boyd, and I haven't heard much out in the last couple of years, but they did show in Greenville here a couple of years back.
So yeah.
Might show again, you never know.
Yeah, they've got some Clinton County roots here,
too. Yeah, and Roger's from Carlisle himself. I think they formed up in U of I. I think they met up in Champaign, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
Right here, so.
Hey, speaking of people been coming around Greenville, and this was about summer before last, but this man was here. He did a great job, man.
Yeah.
Old Soup Grande.
Soup Grande from the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Daredevils, yep. Yeah, he's got a song here, and it's appropriate to a guy named Soup sing a song about biscuits and gravy and bacon and eggs.
All right.
Here's old Soup Grande.
Yeah.
Serve in the Navy.
It's bacon and eggs,
biscuits and gravy.
Hey, Swamp, there goes Soup.
Yeah, Soup. That was all right, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
He's a very, very entertaining guy.
Yeah, well, he was terrific, yeah. We'll get him back here sometime.
That'd be great.
Hey.
Hey, we got St. Patrick's Day this month, so
it
should be a holiday near and dear to your heart.
Next Sunday, St. Patrick's Day.
The Kennedys all be out there
year.
Running around doing something.
Yeah.
This is about as homegrown as you get. Here's guy named Jim Hoyles, who people of a certain generation will remember. He came up around these parts and did a stint in World War II and came back and settled down pretty much. He was a caretaker at the Rod and Gun Club, North Greenville. A lot of people knew him from there. This is from his third album he put out. It's called Straight Scotch Irish. The song is called The Bank of Ireland. And then since I'm playing a song right over that, I think we'll let it roll. And I'm doing a song called Rodney's Glory, which is an Irish tune, and The Rights of Man, which I think is another Irish tune, too. So see what you think.
Here we go. Swamp, tell us about that guitar player on that last one.
Yeah, that's another than myself. And wow. I don't think, that's back in 1978, I don't think I can play like that anymore. I got the documentation proved, but I don't know if I can do that anymore.
I think we have you do that at the nursing home.
There you go.
Here in a couple of weeks. Here. We'll draw a big crowd.
Well, oh, there you
Swamp's
go.
Swamp's going to replicate that baby, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, that's what they want to hear.
Yes. Well, we'll be back in April with another homegrown program, Swamp.
Good. Look forward to it.
Yeah. Hey.
See you then.
See you then.